Om Shanti, once again. So everyone is good? You're okay? Just okay or very good? Very good. Why are you very good? Yeah? Why are you very good? You're getting a ring, right? Is it? That's the reason? You come home. Yeah? Have you come home or you come to Gansarovar? Huh? It's your home or it's the home of Gansarovar Nivasis? Huh? It's your home, everyone's home. Right? Madhuban is Baba's home, so Baba's children's home. Your home, yeah, everyone's home. And that's why Baba says, what is your address? You know? What is your address? When you say, what is your permanent address? Paramdham. The permanent address of the soul is Paramdham. The temporary address of the soul is here, right? In the middle of my forehead, in this body, this is the temporary address of the soul. But the permanent address of your body, permanent address of your body, it's here, Madhuban, right? All the BKs, all Baba's children, permanent address is Madhuban, and temporary address is where. That's the soul. Soul's temporary address is this. The temporary address of you, the whole body and the soul, is wherever you are living now. Right? That is your service place. That's your temporary address, because whenever you feel low, what do you remember? You remember Baba, you remember home, and also Baba says, take the pilgrimage of four pilgrimage places, and then your stage will be uplifted. Right? So, all Baba's children, and especially you all, are how much time fortunate? Huh? Just one time fortunate? 10 times fortunate? 100 times fortunate? Multi-millions times fortunate, right? Because in every step you are earning so much of fortune. And when we make a list of fortune, it's such a long list. Have you made a list of your fortune? Of your attainments? After belonging to Baba, what are your attainments? What is the fortune that you have realized? Right? And it is such a big fortune that Baba himself, God himself, has chosen you. There are hundreds and thousands of multi-million people there outside in the whole world, right? And among all of those, how many people are sitting here? Very few. Very few out of the multi-millions, right? So you are those fortunate souls where Baba has chosen you for what? Baba has chosen you for what? Service. What service? What service has Baba chosen you for? Yeah, to give peace to our brother souls. And what else? What else? World transformation, right? We are chosen for world transformation. And it's not a small transformation that's happening. It's a huge, it's a magnificent transformation that's happening. The total transformation from an Iron Age world to a golden aged world. It's a massive transformation that's happening, and Baba has chosen us for that transformation. Right? Baba always says, I can't do alone. I need you people to transform. He is the almighty authority. He can do anything. But he says, I do not exist without you children. Right? And he, and out of many, when he has chosen each one of us, and you must be so special, right? You must be so special, and that's the reason God has chosen you. You might feel that you are very ordinary. I'm so ordinary. I have made so many mistakes in life. I've done so things. But then Baba has seen so many specialities in you, and that's the reason he has chosen you for this transformation. And world transformation begins with self-transformation. Right? When the aim is too high, when that aim is too high, our effort is also very high. But then, because of Baba's help, it doesn't feel that we are making so much effort. It is as though Baba is taking us in the lift. Baba is taking us in the lift. If you have to climb the stairs. So when you have to climb a very high building, you know, right? It's very tiring. And now, when we are rising from the Tamopradhan stage to complete pure stage of being Satopradhan, it is such a climb, right? We are climbing, we are getting elevated. It's such a tedious job. To go down the ladder, it's easy. To climb up the ladder, it's more tedious, more, you know, you need more energy. But here, Baba makes it so easy because Baba is our companion. God Himself is our companion, and that's the reason it becomes easy. And that's the reason it is called as easy Raj Yoga. It's not a difficult Raj Yoga. Right? And easy Raj Yoga also because we have that loveful connection, loveful link with Baba. We have that direct link. We are not going through somebody. We have that direct link. There is such a reason we get direct power from Baba. So in this confluence age, this is the diamond age. Baba says, no? This is the diamond age where with less effort you can achieve more. Though can you just reduce your volume? Your volume is too much. Yeah. Yeah. Or you can just sit that side. Yeah. So this is the time in the diamond age where with less effort you can achieve more. So, you all want to become deities? You all want to become deities? Yes. So, to become deities, what should we become now? In this birth, in this life, what do we have to become? We have to become? Pure. Okay, we have to become pure. And values. And give me one word which completes everything. Brahmins. Oh, that's a very ordinary. Farishta. Right? We have all have to become angels. So in this birth, in a Brahmin life, our aim is to become angels. right? So light, so pure, no, pull and push of any sanskars, pure sanskar of being an angel. Angels, what do? They fly, keep flying, and wherever they need some help, they go help and then fly off. They don't have any attachment, they don't have any hatredness for everyone, right? So when we become angels here, we can become deities in the future, golden age world, right? So to inculcate those sanskars, what are the disciplines that we need to follow? Because just we remember Baba, but if we don't follow Baba Srimad, then it is as though that we are putting treasure store into our mind, into our intellect, into the soul. But then if there is a hole, what happens? Everything is drained out. Right? And also, with less effort, when we have to achieve more, there are certain things we need to follow so that all our wastages are, wastages are minimum. Right? And that's the reason Baba gives us certain, of course there is a lot of disciplines, but tomorrow you are having your ring, and ring is a symbol of commitment, right? It's just not an ornament on the finger, but it's a symbol of commitment to Baba, symbol of commitment to follow the disciplines that Baba is asking us to do. Commitment towards spirituality, commitment towards self-transformation. Might be world transformation, whatever happens that Baba knows, but at least I am responsible for my own transformation. Right? So commitment towards self-transformation. And that's the reason Baba says that the foundation of spiritual life is what? What is the foundation of spiritual life? Why did Baba say that you are special? Because you have chosen the spiritual path. No one else has chosen the spiritual path. You have chosen the spiritual path, and that's the reason you're so special. And to go ahead in a very fast speed on the spiritual path, Baba says the foundation of this Brahmin life is purity. Right? Purity involves many things. And one of the basic and very important thing Baba says is celibacy. Right? When we follow purity, when we follow celibacy, lot of energy is conserved. It doesn't go waste. The soul, the energy of the soul doesn't go waste. And not only Baba's knowledge, but also in the path of devotion, they say that lust is the greatest enemy. Anger is the greatest enemy, they never say. That's why lust is the greatest enemy, because the energy of the soul drops drastically with impurity. And why should we follow that? Because we have chosen the spiritual path. And of course, there is a lot of enlightenment and lot of achievements that we experience through following this, what we don't achieve by not following spirituality. Are you enjoying your spiritual life? Yes. For the past, maybe the minimum, like some might be following for 1 year, some might be following for 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, right? You are experiencing that, right? Experiencing that happiness, bliss, supersensuous joy, And that's the reason you all are here. And if you want to continue with that amazing experience, if you want to commit to that experience, to that transformation, so then today is the day that we promise Baba, yes Baba, I will follow purity. I'll be pure in my life in the future. Because when purity is a foundation, and it is also giving the energy, the foundation. Purity is the foundation. The deeper the foundation, the building goes higher and higher. When purity is powerful, then we can build our life on that spirituality. Right? So, it's not difficult. Of course, for the people out there, they say it's very difficult. But for us, Baba says, it's not difficult. Just change your vision of soul consciousness. But that's it. Don't be body conscious, but just look at each one as a soul. When we look at each one as a soul, then purity doesn't become difficult for us. And it is always Baba in between. When I look at each one, I say, this is Baba's child, this is Baba's child, this is Baba's child. And even your family members, when you bring Baba in between, okay, this is not my child, or this is Baba's child. Baba has given me the responsibility to take care of this soul, this person. Bringing Baba in between each of our relationships makes purity very easy. And also, every day, Baba gives us that power, that dose of power every day to make us strong. Because our aim is too high. When we have to achieve the aim of becoming an angel, of becoming a deity, what are the qualifications of a deity? What are the qualifications of a deity? There are 5 qualifications of a deity. All virtues, 16 celestial degrees complete, completely viceless, completely pure, viceless, and then Sarvagun Sampan, Solakala Sampurn, Sampurna Nirvikari, Maryada Purushottam. Following the one who follows all Maryadas. And the 5th one is completely non-violent. So when I, the soul, have to get all those 5 qualifications, when the aim is to I, then foundation of purity is very much needed. Celibacy is very much needed. Right? And the 2nd level of purity Baba emphasizes is purity of food. Yeah? Why Baba emphasizes on purity of food? Why can't we have impure food? Because the food impacts the soul, influences the mind. As the food, so the mind. Food is the only thing which goes directly into the system. And every day, how many times do we put that into the system? 3 times, 5 times. Every time, right? So many times we put, and if we, that impacts whatever goes into the system, because body and soul are very deeply connected. This body and soul is a good companion or from birth till death. Whatever happens to the body will impact the soul, and whatever happens to the soul will impact the body. So now when we say to control the mind, it's so difficult. So easiest way is to put in pure food into the system, impact the body in a positive way, so that it influences the mind. Right? If we are not able to eat this, we are, you know, we go around and catch hold of our nose. Right? So if I'm not able to control my mind, let me control the food that I eat so that it becomes easy to control the mind. Right? And also, just imagine you have been waking up at Amrit Vela for months together, listening to Baba's Murli, making efforts, changing your thoughts, trying to change your sanskars. But on the other side, you're putting into your system all negative energy food. So whatever that your efforts that you're making to transform the sanskars, you're not reaching anywhere because you're dirtying it again and again the moment you clean it. Even after 1 year, you won't be reaching anywhere even after so much efforts because the transformation is not happening because you're dirtying it again and again after purifying it. Right? So, purity of food is very much needed on the path of spirituality. So what is the definition of purity of food? What is the definition of purity of pure food? Sattvic. What is the definition of sattvic food? Yeah. What are the ingredients which should not be there in a sattvic food? Non-vegetarian food. Non-vegetarian should not be there. And then onion and garlic. And then any intoxicants, right? Consumptions of any drugs which is intoxicant should not be there, right? All these are tamasic, a low energy level. Yeah, alcohol and all intoxicants is means, yeah, included, right? So all are low energy food which will give us negative energy, and that's the reason we are not supposed to consume that. That is a basic. But then, according to the world, people there, sattvic food is minus all these things. But Baba takes us one step even ahead and says, cook with Baba's remembrance. When we cook with Baba's remembrance, it is energized with Baba's energy, God's energy, and also offering food to Baba and then consuming it in Baba's remembrance. Right? So when we do that, no matter what the energy of the grocery store would be, whatever it could be, but when we bring it home, so we are changing it with Baba's remembrance, offering it to Baba, and then consuming it. So with that, we are transforming everything which is negative and waste and putting into the system high energy level food. Right? Is it okay? Are you okay to commit to that? Are you okay to commit to that? Yeah? Yeah, there could be many challenges at home. You know, if you are the only one who is following Baba's knowledge and the other family members are not following, they are eating non-vegetarian food, you are not eating that. There's a lot of confusion in a household path. But then, if you keep your utensils separate for your own, you know, vegetarian food and offer bhog, and then that would be that would be manageable. But if you have any questions regarding that, you can meet me later. If you want to ask any questions regarding that. Okay. And the third most important thing that we need to commit is Amrit Vela Yoga. Amrit Vela Baba is there for us always. So whatever stage that we want to experience, whatever thing that we want to experience in that time, Baba is always there with a big heart. is present. So Amrit Vela is an hour of nectar, where in less effort we experience more gain again, because the subconscious mind is being impacted, is being influenced through in that meditation, in Amrit Vela meditation, because the whole night sleep, after the whole night sleep, the brain is fresh, and you are to access the subconscious mind. It's very easy to transform sanskars. It's very easy when we do Amrit Vela Yoga. Okay, and the fourth thing which is important is listening to Baba's Murli. Baba always says, with the wings of knowledge and yoga, these are the two wings, knowledge and yoga, we fly high. Even one wing becomes less. If there is yoga but no knowledge, then also the soul can't fly. If there is knowledge but no yoga, then also the soul can't fly. So to make your meditation powerful, knowledge is very much important. And listening to Murli every morning, not in the evening. Every morning is very much important, because you can apply Baba's knowledge in your practical life. And also it's a direct God's letter to all of us. Right? And whatever situation that you might be going through, you get answers through the Murli. To your problems, to your situations, Baba listens to each one of us. Right? Meditation is not a one-way communication. Meditation is a two-way communication, where whatever we speak to Baba, Baba responds to us. And Baba responds, gives his response through his Murlis. So listening to Baba's Murli every day will, it's like having a nutritious breakfast to the mind. And then when you churn that points throughout the day and use that, then that becomes your sanskar. You're applying it, right? Then that becomes your sanskar. And transformation becomes easy. It doesn't become laborious, but then it's easy, because these are the four pillars on which the Brahmin life can be stable. Purity, celibacy, purity of food, and then Amrit Vela Yoga and Murli. And how do we listen to the Murli? How do we listen to the Murli? Online. Online. Listening to Murli once in a while. Once in 15 days. Baba's Srimat is listening to the Murli in the class, in the gathering, because the power of the gathering helps us. When we see the other people who are following this path, and we get inspiration from others, oh, they are like us, but they are following, so it's easy for me as well. Right? When we see such people, then it becomes, we take inspiration from them, and that's the reason Baba says, listen to the Murli in the gathering. But of course, there are some physical limitations where we can't reach the center every day. Genuinely, it is difficult. So then Baba says, okay, child, no problem. Listen to Murli online, but no excuses. Oh, today I'm not feeling like taking out my car, not feeling like going out from my home. Let me listen to online. If not from my center, I'll listen to the Murli from Madhuban. I'll listen to the Murli from somewhere else. Baba says, that's not the Srimat. Srimat is, listen to the Murli from wherever you're connected to. That connection is very much important, to the center that you are connected to. Of course, Madhuban is always there, or any other Murlis, you can always listen, but then anytime throughout the day. But connection with the local center, according to the system that is there in the Yajna, we need to connect to them, so that the local sustenance we get from them. Right? So yes. Of course, if you are not able to go to the center, very good thing is if you are able to go every day. At least for half an hour, 45 minutes. 45 minutes Murli is over, right? 10-15 minutes you meditate, 45 minutes listen to the Murli. Out of 24 hours, 1 hour for this self transformation, right? And listening to the Murli in the center, listening to the Murli at home, and listening to the Murli in Madhuban. Is there any difference? Is there any difference? Yes, sir. First is listening to the Murli in Madhuban, because the energy that has been created here, of course, it empowers us. Second is Murli, listening to the Murli at the center, because that's Baba's place and constant meditation happens there. So energy level is different there. And the third is at home. So what is it that you want every day? It's your choice. Right? If you want to move ahead quickly on the spiritual path, so then every day. If you're not able to listen, go to the center every day. The second option is at least 2 days in a week. Is that possible? Thursdays and Sundays. Okay, Thursdays and Sundays also not possible. At least Sunday. Is that possible? Yeah. Best is 7 days in a week. Second best is 2 days in a week. Third best is 1 day in a week. Is there anyone who can't make it even 1 day in a week? Is there anyone who can't make it 1 day in a week? Okay, the center is far off? Okay. So then you will have to, you know, at least once in a month? Once in a month? Once in 15 days? So, oh, okay, whatever you want. So that will really help you. Yeah? So yes. Are you okay? Are you all ready to come to have your finger ring tomorrow? To get engaged to Baba tomorrow? It's not difficult actually. Is it difficult? Is it difficult? Is it difficult? No. It's very easy. And also Baba says, you keep one step of courage ahead and Baba will help you. How many steps? 10 steps? 1,000 steps. Right? That one step of courage is important. And say, Baba, yes, I will do it. One step of that thought, Baba, I want to do it. I will do it. And see how Baba will hold your hand and take you forward. And all the obstacles will fade off. It is your determined thought that will really. And some says, Baba, why should I keep one step of courage? You help me like that only, no? 1,000 steps. Take me 1,000 steps ahead. Why should I keep one step of courage? That is not the deal. The deal is, If you keep one step of courage, then I will help you 1,000 steps ahead. Yes. That, because it is me who have to decide. This is the deal. Baba, because if I don't follow that one step of determination, Baba is not going to help me 1,000 steps. So today is the day for you to have that one step of courage. Actually, you know, Maya is like a paper tiger. We actually imagine it, we have that illusion, it's very big. Oh, how can I do? How can I do? Baba says it's a paper tiger. Don't be afraid. Who is the companion? Who is the companion? Almighty authority, God is a companion. When God is my companion, all the storms are gifts. It becomes like a gift. Tufan, tofa. Means the storms also will become gifts for us, and then it will be easy to take us ahead. Yeah? So you have come to Baba, and Baba has chosen you. And also, even after belonging to Baba, there are many people who haven't come to Madhuban. You know? So, but you are the fortunate ones. You could make it to Madhuban because Baba wants to give you so much. Huh? So you have to open your apron and just take it from Baba. And just be with Baba. And Baba is holding your hand. It's not you are holding Baba's hand, but Baba is holding your hand. Because sometimes, you know, when we hold Baba's hand, we can become mischief and leave Baba's hand. But Baba is holding my hand, your hand. So, with that consciousness that Baba is my companion, so that courage will be there. Yeah? Okay? Any questions? Your light here? Yeah? Very light. Okay. We have some two sisters here. You can register if you want to have the ring ceremony tomorrow. Then you can register with these sisters. But 2 minutes Baba ki yaad mein baithte hain. Sister, we'll 2 minutes meditation and then. So we'll have meditation and then you can go to the sisters and register for tomorrow ring ceremony. Okay? Om Shanti.